Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The planned shutdown of the Pilgrim nuclear power plant means Massachusetts has to get busy now funding other sources of energy. Pilgrim generates about 17% of the state's electricity. State leaders are talking about hydropower. It's seen as clean and reliable. But it would mean the installation of transmission lines to import it from Canada and damming up rivers at the source, both of which caused environmental destruction. Today, Governor Charlie Baker told WBUR's Morning Edition anchor Bob Oakes that he wants to put a lot of energy into pursuing hydropower.
There are a lot of major players in the Northeast United States and in Canada who have excess capacity and have expressed an interest in selling that to the New England region to sort of build on what, for example, Vermont's done. I mean, Vermont gets about a third of its energy right now from Canadian Hydro at a very affordable price. And I talked to former Governor Howard Dean about it, and he thinks it's one of the best things he did as governor.
So we decided to ring up Howard Dean, the former governor of Vermont, and ask him this question. Governor, what was it about hydro that you were so happy about?
First of all, they're reliable. There's been a couple of outages and really big storms, but they're incredibly reliable. And most importantly to me, it is incredibly green power. We have the lowest emissions rate in the United States because a third of our power is and continues to be Canadian hydro. About a third was nuclear. That's offline now. But hydropower is an incredibly important part of renewable energy. It's an incredibly important part of dealing with climate change. There'll be inside Canada politics associated with this, and they'll play it out in the environmental field. But this is about as close to 100% green as you can get with massive scale power today. And for a large state like Massachusetts to do this would be absolutely groundbreaking.
So hydropower is, as you said, extremely green in terms of greenhouse gas emissions. It adds to baseload capacity. Describe what baseload capacity is.
Baseload capacity is very important because solar and wind have trouble delivering it. Baseload capacity is reliable capacity that can be drawn upon at any time. In theory, there's a rainy season, and in the winter, obviously, you don't get a lot of rain. You use that water until the summer comes and the snow and ice melt up and way up north. But basically, there's enough flow so that it's reliable power all throughout all times of the year, day or night. And if you were to be able to use hydropower in Massachusetts at a large scale, you could shut down virtually every coal plant in the state or that the state relies on.
There are downsides, as you well know, in part the flooding of land to try and generate that power.
We've been up there. I've been up there twice. They're flooding essentially the Canadian Shield. There certainly is no housing on it. There's nothing that has to be moved. There's no pollution associated with it. There are small amounts of greenhouse gas that end up coming into the atmosphere as a result of the decay of leaves and other vegetation, but it's tiny compared to what a coal-fired plant puts out.
So when you say when you went up there, you're talking about in Canada itself from Hydro-Québec. What about with some of the smaller plants in Vermont?
The smaller hydro plants, the dams?
Yes.
We don't flood much. Most of the hydropower, which is fairly minimal, from generated inside Vermont, is generated from flowing rivers. There were a lot of existing dams in Vermont because of the textile industry, and we're actually taking some of those out to restore the fisheries. But the electric dams of any substance are much more modern and have been built in a much less destructive way. And, of course, these days you can't possibly build a dam without a tremendous amount of study in terms of the impact on the habitat.
I know you're excited about the possibility of having hydro come to Massachusetts. What would be your kind of reality check on it, though? I mean, what would be your admonitions or warnings?
Well, the only warning is, as I told the governor, you know, Hydro-Québec is a tough bargainer. The power companies always want to go in the spot market when the price is low, but by doing that, you're at risk when the price goes way up and you're a captive of the power companies. Hydro-Québec supplies you a negotiated, predictable rate of power that will be more expensive when the spot market is low, but much less expensive and reliable when the spot market is high. It's a steadying influence. Now, the governor, Governor Baker, has some plans to discuss these matters with other suppliers other than one, Hydro-Québec. So you put the sellers in a competitive position, and I think that's a good strategy for keeping the price lower than it might otherwise be.
Former Governor Howard Dean of Vermont, thank you. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you.